The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm joined on the line by the independent councillor in New Ross, Michael Sheehan. Michael, on the show yesterday we were talking to members of the Indian community, and people will know that some of the events around their kind of National Day of celebration here in Ireland have been postponed, the one at Farmley. And you have a suggestion in that regard, is that right?
I do, Kieran. Thanks for having me on, and to thank the people across the country from the Indian community who work in our communities, who work in our hospitals, who work in our social care. They are literally the backbone of our social care service. And what I suggest and what I will be calling on is Minister Simon Harris or the Taoiseach Micheál Martin to host the Indian ambassador and the Indian community to celebrate together Ireland and India. And you have to remember, India is one of the top five economies in the world. So we should host them in Farmley House or, you know, in one of the state properties nationwide. But I think Farmley House shows the respect that we have for the Indian community that works here. But more importantly, Kieran, it shows that we are not going to tolerate any community, no matter where they're from or who they are, or indeed who they love. We're not going to allow people in our community to be bullied, harassed and attacked. And we're going to stand up and we're going to be better and push that back, because we do not need that in our country. And we don't, you know, we should not allow that to develop in our community. So I think this requires political leadership. And here's the opportunity for the government to demonstrate that and invite them and host the Indian community celebrations to do fantastic work across the country, host them in Farmley, to show we're going to stand up for the minorities in this country, and we're going to tell the people who are either bigoted or racist, who've got some axe to grind with somebody, not on our land, not on our watch.
The events, Elsa, there had been some confusion yesterday. Initially, I think people thought they were cancelled right across the board, all of these India Day events. There are others happening. There's a big one happening in Merrion Square, and as I understand, there's going to be an increased guard of presence at it, understandably. That's not enough for you. You think we should have kind of stayed, given what's happened, there should be direct state involvement in this?
Absolutely. The government should stand up with the Indian community, like I said, are the backbone of our social care and our hospital care service, and they're doing the jobs that many Irish people would never do. And what we need to stand up and be counted and say, no matter where you are, you know, no matter where you live, whether you're in New Ross or you're in Dublin, that we're standing with you shoulder to shoulder, and Ireland is a safe country and you are safe to come here. And we want you to come here and work with us and do everything respectful in the eyes of the law. So really, the government have to show leadership on this one, Kieran. That's where I'm a little bit worried. I'm not sure they will. But here is the opportunity for the government to put the marker down to anybody who's got inclinations or anybody who's got some axe to grind. And you know what? It's about saying to any foreigner who's walking home after an 8 or 9 hour shift at 10 o'clock at night, walking across the street, say, listen, this is a safe country. We're going to stand up and make sure the people who want otherwise are not going to get away with it. And it just sends a clear message, not just nationally, internationally, because our reputation internationally is taking a beating now over the last couple of weeks between what's happening in the United States and the members of Congress saying that Dublin is a very unsafe city, to what we have here now is somebody from the Indian community getting beaten. And as you know, Kieran, and you would have seen yourself, been from the Southeast, we've had our issues in the Southeast where people from different minorities and different countries have been randomly attacked on the street. So this is starting to become, these isolated events are starting to become more unisolated. So what I'm calling for is Minister Harris or the Taoiseach or both to nip this at the bud and stand up and be counted.
The focus has been predominantly on Dublin. It's because where the attacks have happened, I guess. Members of the Indian community can be found right across the country, including in New Ross. Is there concern there amongst people from India living in New Ross about what might happen to them?
There absolutely is, because with social media now and all of these stories going feral and, you know, not to use the word fake news, but things going out on social media that are patently untrue, anybody from a minority, any migrant in the area is going to be worried. And we've had our issues in the last 2 weeks in New Ross. We had a girl randomly, unprovoked, and attacked on the streets of New Ross. So, I mean, that's happening in provincial towns all over. But the bigger point here, Kieran, is, and if you just step back, and this is why I think the Taoiseach needs, or the Taoiseach needs to step forward. Could you imagine the reaction of Irish politicians if Donald Trump came out and said, we can't host the St. Patrick's Day parade because we can't guarantee the security of the Irish? Like, does that not send alarm bells ringing that that's happening in our own country, the island of the welcomes, and this is all happening? And this is where it really does require political leadership, because it's not just Dublin on trial, it's the entire nation is now on trial. And I'm starting to feel, And I think we're going to have a chat with it. As a nation, we need to have a good look at ourselves and find out where we're going, both locally and nationally, because this is not who we are. We've always welcomed different people to come in to legally work with us, to get in and jobs and get into our communities, get involved in sports. But now we have people who are now starting to feel this is no longer.
We're great. We always say that, like, and actually there was almost no inward migration for much of our history. And then we had a big period of it when the European Union expanded. But that was fine because it was Polish people building houses and there was plenty of places for us to live. And actually, this is the real test. The last few years have been the real test where there's been proper inward migration that other countries will be much more used to. And the evidence would suggest we are failing that test.
Well, like I agree with you on the last point. I think now is a major test because we've never had as many cultures moving in and moving out. But we've also never had the challenge of this where we have people within our own community who are going to pick on people and attack people solely based on their nationality of the colour of the skin. Now, New Ross is one of the most multicultural areas. I think almost 24% of the population is non-Irish born, but living there. And they've integrated well. They've gotten involved in the local Meals on Wheels, the local charities, the local youth clubs, the local sports clubs, and the local football clubs. And you know what? I'm very proud of the fact that a lot of organizations across the country stood up to be counted and actually had special events where people from different nationalities could come and try out with the teams and get involved and that sort of stuff. So locally, the leadership will be there and local councillors can play a key role in that. But in this regard, like the spotlight, and I'm not, you know, I'm not kidding you on this one. The spotlight is on the country, our international reputation, a destination that's tolerant and diverse. And you know what? I'm the one of the benefactors because I married my husband 7 years ago. So I'm one of the benefactors of that diversity. So we're on, I won't say we're on trial here, but we're under the spotlight here. And there is a narrative going out there, whether it's politically motivated or politically inspired, I'm not sure, that Ireland is not a safe place. Dublin's not a safe place. Well, this is where the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach and the wider government need to stand up and be counted. And if they can't do it, say no and then let somebody else come on and do it. But, you know, I want the people who are from different nationalities, who are, like I said to you, doing the jobs that a lot of our people would not do. I want them to be safe. I want them to feel secure. And I want them to know that they're respected and that there are people out there who will absolutely do everything to make sure that anybody who's found to be doing this sort of behaviour is caught and punished. Because, Kieran, in our history, we fought so long to take the flags back from the paramilitaries. We're not going to lose it to a fringe minority who are now going to attack people on the colour of their skin.
All right, we'll leave it there. Independent Councillor for New Ross, Michael Sheehan. Michael, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.